Fraught from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. Fraught, slang for fraudage, ult from the French verb frotter, to rub, is a non-penetrative form of male-to-male sexual activity that usually involves direct penis-to-penis contact. The term was popularized by gay male activists who disparaged the practice of anal sex, but has since evolved to encompass a variety of preferences for the act, which may or may not imply particular attitudes toward other sexual activities. Owing to its non-penetrative character, Fraught has the safe sex advantage of minimizing the transmission risk for HIV and AIDS. However, it still carries the risk of skin-to-skin sexually transmitted infections such as HPV and pubic lice, crabs, both of which can be transmitted even when lesions are not visible. Section 1. Concept and Etymology. Genital-genital rubbing is sexual activity in which there is rubbing contact between the genitals, in the same naming convention as genital anal sex and genital oral sex. This type of sexual intimacy is not restricted to humans. GG rubbing is a term frequently used by primatologists to describe the act among female bonobos, and is sometimes used in reference to GG rubbing among male bonobos under the term penis fencing. As such, penis-to-penis rubbing between males is thought, according to various evolutionary theorists, to have existed before the development of hominids into humans and bonobos, and may or may not have occurred in the homosexual activity of both of these genetically related species. The modern definition of fraught emerged in a context of a debate about the status of anal sex within the gay male community. Some in the anti-anal, pro-fraught camp insist that anal sex ought to be avoided altogether. One view argued that the popularity of anal sex would decline, presumably with a corresponding drop in HIV rates, if gay men could somehow be persuaded to stop thinking of anal sex as a vanilla practice, but rather as something kinky and not quite respectable, as was the case in the 1950s and 1960s, when gay men who preferred to do only mutual masturbation and fellatio sometimes used the disparaging slang term brownie queen for aficionados of anal sex. Gay activist Bill Weintraub began to heavily promote and recommend the gender-specific meaning of penis-to-penis rubbing as fraught on internet forums sometimes in the late 1990s, and said he coined the term. I don't use the word fraudage because it is an ersatz French word which can indicate any sort of erotic rubbing, he stated. Fraught, by contrast, is always phallus-to-phallus sex. Weintraub believes that this is what actual sex is, genital-genital contact. Alternative terms for fraught include frictation, which can refer to the wider meaning of fraudage, but also penis-penis sex specifically, sword fighting, Oxford style, Princeton rub, and Ivy League rub. Section 2.1. General. Fraught can be enjoyable because it mutually and simultaneously stimulates the genitals of both partners, as it tends to produce pleasurable friction against the frenulum nerve bundle on the underside of each man's penile shaft, just below the urinary opening, meatus, of the penis head, glans penis. Section 2.2. Safe sex. Since fraught is a non-penetrative sex act, the risk of passing a sexually transmitted infection, STI/STD, that requires direct contact between the mucous membranes and pre-ejaculate or semen is reduced. HIV is among the infections that require such direct contact, and research indicates that there is no risk of HIV transmission via fraught. However, fraught can still transmit other sexually transmitted infections, such as HPV, which can cause genital warts, and pubic lice, crabs. Vaccines are available against HPV. Section 2.3. Comparison with anal sex and debates. Some gay men, or men who have sex with men, MSM in general, prefer to engage in fraught or other forms of mutual masturbation because they find it more pleasurable or more affectionate than anal sex, to preserve technical virginity, or as safe sex alternatives to anal penetration. This preference has led to some debate in the gay male and MSM community regarding what constitutes real sex or the most sensual expression of sexual intimacy. Some fraught advocates consider two genitals coming together by mingling, caressing, sliding, and rubbing to be sex more than other forms of male sexual activity. Other men who have sex with men associate male masculinity with the sexual positions of tops and bottoms during anal sex. During anal sex, the insertive partner may be referred to as the top or active partner. The one being penetrated may be referred to as the bottom or passive partner. Preference for either is referred to as versatile. Some fraught advocates insist that such roles introduce inequality during sexual intimacy and that fraught is equal because of mutual genital-genital stimulation. The lack of mutual genital stimulation and role asymmetry has led other fraught advocates to denounce anal sex as degrading to the receptive partner. This view of dominance and inequality associated with sex roles is disputed by researchers who state that it is not clear that specific sexual acts are necessarily indicative of general patterns of masculinity or dominance in a gay-male relationship, and that, for both partners, anal intercourse can be associated with being masculine. Additionally, some fraught advocates, such as Bill Weintraub, are concerned with diseases that may be acquired through anal sex. In a 2005 article in The Advocate, one anal sex opponent said that no longer showing anal sex as erotic would help avoid HIV and AIDS, and opined that some gay men perceived him to be anti-gay when he was only trying to keep gay and bisexual men alive and healthy. The view that anal sex is something that should be discouraged is not supported by all fraught supporters. Author Joe Perez states that Weintraub and his followers have gone overboard in their enthusiasm for fraught by claiming that supporting fraught means disowning anal sex, or that the latter is inherently degrading, unnatural, or disease-spreading. He says Weintraub and his supporters' views should be taken with a grain of salt if you can, and that he hopes for more inclusive fraught communities. Gay men, and MSM in general, who prefer anal sex, may view it as their version of intercourse and as the natural apex of sex, a wonderful expression of intimacy and a great source of pleasure. Psychologist Walt Odet said, "I think that anal sex has for gay men the same emotional significance that vaginal sex has for heterosexuals. The act is generally viewed as vanilla sex against MSM, and is often thought to be expected, even by MSM who do not prefer the act. Some people like anal because it seems taboo or naughty," stated author and sex therapist Jack Morin. "Some people like the flavor of dominance and submission. Some don't." MSM who defend the essential validity of anal sex have rejected claims made by radical fraught advocates. Others have at times disparaged fraughtage as a makeshift, second-rate form of male-male intimacy, something better left to inexperienced teenagers and closeted older men. Odette said, "No one would propose that we initiate a public health measure by de-eroticizing vaginal sex. It would sound like a ridiculous idea. It's no less ridiculous for gay men." The Huffington Post contributor and sexologist Joe Court proposed the term "side" for gay men who are not interested in anal sex and instead prefer to kiss, hug, and engage in oral sex, rimming, mutual masturbation, and rubbing up and down on each other. Viewing sides is simply another gay male sexual preference akin to being a top, bottom, or versatile, and adding that whether a man enjoys anal sex or not is no reflection on his sexual orientation, and if he's gay, it doesn't define whether or not he's really having sex. Section 3. Prevalence. A 2001 survey of gay and bisexual men by the Journal of Sexual Medicine found that over 1,300 different combinations of sexual acts practiced, the most common, at 16% of all encounters, to be holding their partner romantically, kissing partner on mouth, solo masturbation, masturbating partner, masturbation by partner, and genital-genital contact. Section 4. Among other animals. Genital-genital rubbing has been observed between males of other animals as well. The homosexual activities of bonobos are of special interest because of their genetic closeness to humans, and like humans, their sex drives are not reproductively driven. Among bonobos, fraughtage frequently occurs when two males hang from a tree limb and engage in penis fencing. It also occurs when two males are in missionary position. There is also a special form of fraughtage called rump rubbing, in which males stand back to back on all fours and rub their genito-anal regions together. Fraught-like genital rubbing between non-primate males has been observed among bull manatees in conjunction with kissing. When engaging in genital-genital rubbing, male bottlenose dolphins often penetrate the genital slit, or less commonly, the anus. Penis-to-penis rubbing is also common among homosexually active mammals. Section 5. See also. Sex position. Intercrural sex. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.